Interact's Center for Visual and Performing Arts is the only center in the United States that offers professional training in the arts and theater for adults with a range of disabilities. Interact, located in downtown Minneapolis, is a place for artists with disabilities to explore and expand their talents as actors, writers, painters, sculptors, and musicians.
My name is Nick, N-I-C-K, Solar, S, as in Sam, O-L-E-R.
Nick, a blind keyboardist, has been at Interact since 2007.
I play the keyboard sometimes and act.
Was it hard for you to learn how to play the keyboard?
No. I mean, okay, yes and no. You know, it's hard for everyone, in a sense, to learn how to play anything. And I also play at different clubs.
What kind of music do you play?
Everything from jazz to blues to rock, whatever people like.
Emily Cozine, an actress and singer in a wheelchair, has been showing off her many talents at Interact over the past 7 years.
Emily, what do you do here at Interact?
I do a lot of dance and
don't forget the lines and acting.
I do acting and singing and, you know, projecting your voice.
Do you think it's hard to learn all those lines and be up there in front of all those people, or do you enjoy it?
I think it's kind of hard, but I enjoy it.
You get used to it.
I get used to it, yeah.
Well, we first started out in 1991 as just a theater company.
That's Jeannie Calvet, the artistic director and founder of Interact.
And then in 96, I created the art center and expanded into the visual and performing arts center. Sometimes there's a theme, and the visual artists paint towards a theme, but it's more individualistic. In the theater, it's really a collaboration between our instructors, who are all professional theater, you know, artists, and the artists with disabilities.
With a company of 45 actors, Interact's theater company writes and produces 2 original performances a year.
Our theater show that we're working on right now, it's called Hot Jazz at the Funky Butt, and it's about the history of kind of jazz and some of the characters who are, you know, marginalized people in New Orleans that created this music that changed the world.
Chris Mason, a visual artist with Down syndrome, has been creating art at Interact for 2.5 years.
So what are you working on right now? What kind of art piece?
Right now I'm working on Abraham Lincoln, and then drawing of him, and that goes through the visual arts. We get half of it, and the Interact gets half.
So if you sell one of your art pieces, you get half the money?
Yes, I get half of it, and the Interact gets the half.
Over 90 artists at Interact earn income through theater performances and sales of artwork from Interact's public gallery, the Inside Out Gallery.
We have a little store that sells crafts and things that they make in some of the artwork, and then we have two galleries, one in the hallway of the Colonial Warehouse building and one in our space at 212 Third Avenue North. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about being at Interact?
Just the people.
What do you like the best about being at Interact?
The staffs and the people who are around me, and being around with friends and being creative.
What's your favorite part about being here at Interact?
I think mingling with the people, and I like to see other artists with disabilities too, and I just love it here.
For more information on Interact's Center for Visual and Performing Arts, please visit interactcenter.com. For KFAI, I'm Katie DeSell.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.